Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
Record highs for the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ Composite. What a close to the session.
An absolutely explosive day, really. It felt like a wire-to-wire performance, especially from the tech sector.
That's exactly right. The PHLX Semiconductor Index jumped over 3%. This wasn't just broad strength. This was targeted, aggressive buying in the names that matter.
And it seemed to start before the bell even rang. I saw the comments from NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, were making the rounds early.
Oh, completely. He was incredibly bullish on OpenAI and the entire AI space, saying the demand for computing has gone up substantially. That lit a fire under the chipmakers. AMD was the best performer in the entire S&P 500, up over 11%.
And Dell just kept running. Another 9% gain after they boosted their long-term revenue forecast yesterday. The market is rewarding that kind of news.
It is, and when you see that kind of momentum, you have to look for the continuation setups. Both Dell and ARM closed with incredible strength into the final hour. They didn't fade, they accelerated. That's a huge tell for tomorrow.
So for DEEEL, what are the key levels you're watching now?
I'm looking for a shallow pullback toward the $163.60 to $164 area. If it holds there, a clean break and hold above 164.70 opens the door to 165.50 and then 167.
Got it. And what about ARM? That was another monster move into the close.
ARM was the definition of a power hour rip. I'm watching for dip buy interest near the 166 to 167 zone. If it can break and hold above 168.50, the momentum could easily push it toward 170. Maybe even 172 on a measured move.
Interesting. Now, it wasn't a buy-everything kind of day, was it? The Dow Jones was basically flat.
Not at all. There were clear pockets of weakness. The energy, financials, and real estate sectors all finished in the red. This is a market where you have to be in the right groups. It's about rotation, not just blind buying.
We even saw a huge loser inside the tech sector itself, with Fair Isaac, FICO, dropping almost 10%.
A perfect example of a news-driven catalyst. Equifax came out with a direct counter to their new program, cutting prices and offering free access. That's a direct shot across the bow, and the market reacted instantly.
So beyond the big cap semis, where else did you see that late-day strength that could signal continuation?
Two areas really stood out. First, networking and opticals, which are benefiting from the AI infrastructure build-out. CIEN staged a beautiful late-day breakout and held near its highs. That's a pattern I love to see.
And the second area?
The industrials. Specifically, anything tied to the grid build-out. Names like PWR and EME pushed higher right into the close on expanding volume. They're not as flashy as the AI names, but the price action is telling a very strong story.
So for a name like PWR, what's the setup look like?
It's a steady uptrend. I'd look for a modest dip to the 441.80 to 442.40 area. A continuation push above 444 could see it run to 446 and then 448.50 if the volume comes in.
Let's talk macro for a second. The September FOMC minutes were released. Did that have any impact?
Zero. A total non-event. The minutes just confirmed what the market already knew. Officials think they might ease policy again before year-end. No surprises, no market reaction. The focus remains on earnings and individual stock stories.
Speaking of individual stories, I saw a smaller name, IE, with a massive volume spike into the close.
Yes, Ivanhoe Electric, a very strong breakout. That's a materials play tied to energy storage. Dips to the 14.05 to 14.20 range should attract buyers. If it gets through 14.57, you could be looking at a quick move to 14.80 and then the psychological $15 level.
So the big theme is clear. Follow the volume and the strong closes in the leading sectors.
Precisely. The market is handing you a roadmap. The leaders finish near their highs with rising volume in the last 30 minutes. That's often a precursor to 1 to 3 days of continuation. Focus on names like ARM, Dell, CIN, and PWR. That's where the momentum is.
Excellent insights. It's a selective market, but the opportunities are definitely there if you know where to look. Thanks for the breakdown.
Anytime. Trade smart.
That's all for today. We'll be back tomorrow to get you prepped for the opening bell.